Romans chapter 7. We're going to read from verse 1, and we're going to read down to verse number 6. Amen. I'm going to read in the King James Version. It says this. It says, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. For the woman which has a husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he lives. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter."
Amen.
Praise God. Let's pray together. Amen. Father, we bless you one more time, God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for your presence in this place and in our lives.
Yes.
And Father, right now we turn our hearts, our minds, and our ears unto you, God, with one desire, and that is to hear your voice.
Yes.
Father, we believe that you have a word of faith for us,
yes,
a word of life, a
yes,
word of deliverance,
yes,
a word of hope. God, we ask you to speak those words unto us right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, anoint us anew, O God, that our faith might be kindled, God, that we may lay hold of the word that you are about to speak unto us.
Yes.
And Father, as we hear that word, let us receive it with understanding that we may walk it out in our lives and see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Father, we thank you right now that shackles shall be loosed,
yes,
strongholds shall be
yes,
pulled
yes,
down,
yes,
yokes shall be destroyed,
yes, Lord,
and it shall be accomplished not by power nor by might, but
yes,
by your precious
yes,
Spirit.
Yes,
Father, we yield and submit to your authority right here, right now, that you may be highly exalted.
Yes.
Have your way, dear God, in
yes,
place. And Father, I yield to you now, God, that you, God, will be put on display. Father, you speak, and may your people be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our, glory to God, our title today, we take it from verse number 6. And our title is, "Now We Are Delivered." Amen. Now we are delivered. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, not on some future occasion, but now we are delivered. Amen? Now we are delivered. By the end of this day, amen, this needs to be in your spirit where you can walk around saying, "Now I am delivered."
Amen.
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 Whatever's been trying to hold you back, you should be able to say, amen, "Now I am delivered." It's a faith declaration. Amen. Now I am delivered.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The devil thought he had me, but now I am delivered. Amen. The pressure thought it was about to set in, but now I am delivered. Poverty tried to come on me like a thief in the night, but now I am delivered. Sickness tried to attack my body, but now I am delivered. Amen. Anxiety tried to strangle my heart, but now I am delivered. Amen. Whatever tries to come upon you, the minute it tries to come, you say, "The devil is a liar." Now I am delivered. Amen. It's a declaration of faith. Amen. Now I am delivered. Amen. You don't have to wait for Jesus to go to the cross. He already went.
Exactly.
Now I am delivered.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Why am I not delivered? Because you haven't been saying, now I am delivered.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So God changes our vocabulary first thing this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Now we are delivered. Amen. Amen. The scripture text this morning in Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about relationships. Amen. And you know, relationship dictates the appropriateness of our conduct.
Yes.
You know, Paul talked about here that if a woman is married to a man, she's in a marriage relationship. And therefore, her conduct, whatever is deemed appropriate or not, is based on that marriage being in existence. Right? If she's married to that man, then there's certain things she can't do. Likewise for the man. If he's married to that woman, there's certain things he cannot do. And Paul says here that if the woman is married to the man, then the law of the marriage binds her. Hmm? She's bound by the laws of that relationship. She's bound by the laws of the marriage, and so is he. So she's not free to go marry another man. He's not free to go marry another woman. Right? Because they're both bound by the laws of that relationship. But he said this, as long as the husband is alive. Because as long as he's alive, the relationship is still intact. But he said, once that husband is dead, then the relationship is over. And therefore, she's no longer bound by the laws of the relationship.
Yeah.
Because the relationship's over.
Yeah.
So now she's free to go marry another man, and she cannot be accused of adultery.
Yeah.
But as long as he's alive, amen, she has to live by the laws of that relationship. And that's like in another context, amen. You know, the secretary who works for the boss. She's in an employment relationship.
Yeah.
The boss says to her, go get me a cup of coffee, because that's part of her duty. She has to go get the coffee, amen? If she doesn't, said, I'm not getting coffee, guess what? She will be guilty of insubordination.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's the law of the relationship.
Yeah.
The boss tells you to do something, you say, I'm not doing it, insubordination. She's governed by the law of the relationship. But if she leaves that job, she's no longer in a relationship of employer and employee.
Right. Right.
She sees the boss at Starbucks, and he says, go up there and order me a grande, grande, whatever. She can tell him no. And there's no insubordination for her, because she's no longer in that relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So see, the conduct, whether it's appropriate or not, is in large measure based upon the relationship we have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times folks get in trouble because they don't understand the importance of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many young people I've interviewed for different things. They're interviewing for jobs and internships, and they sit on the other side of the desk a little bit too casual for me. You don't understand the relationship. You need a job.
Yeah.
You need to be standing on that side of the desk trying to impress somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Uh-huh.
But you come in a little bit late. You don't understand the relationship. You are a job seeker. Amen?
Amen?
And when you come here, I'm a job giver. You need to be concerned about that.
Amen.
Students need to understand you can't talk to teachers any old way. You get pulled over by the police. You need to understand the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Driver's license and registration, please. What did I do? Well, you about to do the jailhouse shuffle, amen? You need to understand the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the appropriateness of your conduct in large measure is shaped by the relationship. And so, as long as the relationship is in place, certain conduct is expected. And Paul was talking about, amen, that there was a time when God's people stood in relationship to Him that was framed by the law. Amen? The rules, the commandments, that there were certain things that had to be done. God spoke this way, do this and you'll be blessed.
Yeah.
If you don't do this, you'll be cursed.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
If you obey my commandments, the blessings will come upon you and overtake you.
Yeah.
But if you don't obey the commandments, the curses will come upon you and overtake you. That was how the law worked. You do this, you'll be blessed. You do this, things will work out for you. You do this, and I'll be there. But if you don't, you'll be cursed, and things won't work out. And if you forsake me, I'll forsake you. That's how it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the relationship between God and His people was framed by the law. But Paul says in verse number 6, but now we are delivered from the law.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be happy about that, amen?
Yeah.
Because now we are delivered from the law.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to sit here, amen, and be overly concerned about whether we're following the rules.
Yeah.
And somebody
yeah.
needs to yeah. hear this yeah. clearly, amen, that you don't have to be sitting here worried about following the rules. Nobody's saying to you that you should go out there and wreak havoc. But you don't live your life by trying to follow the rules.
Amen.
That kind of living is indicative of a relationship with God that no longer exists.
That's right. That's right.
We are not under the law, but under grace.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm?
That's right.
We're not under the law. But God is saying that there are too many of my people who are living in trying to have a relationship with me that's not working because they're conducting themselves as if they're still under the law.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Lord, help me say it right. Because, see, we want to please God. Everybody who, amen, the born again Christian, you want to please God, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
But can I just say this? You following the rules is not pleasing unto God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. Stop trying to follow the rules.
Wow.
That's living under the law.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you shouldn't do what God is looking for you to do? No, no, no. You should, but you should do it for the right reason.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we are frustrated and disappointed so many times is because we're living the wrong way.
Yeah.
We're trying to live in a way that's going to lead to failure.
Yeah.
How many of you know, I don't care how much you try to follow the rule, you're going to break one.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times you try to toe the line, you're going to trip and lose the balance.
That's
and
right.
See, that leads to you feeling frustrated and disappointed
yeah.
and condemned and feeling like you're no good, but
yeah.
you're trying to live the wrong way.
Yeah.
Now we are delivered.
Yeah.
Delivered from that kind of living.
That's right.
Amen.
God wants you to be free today.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
God wants you to be free today. We're not living anymore bound by a set of rules and regulations. Somebody say, that preacher in there preaching. Anything goes. No? No? God has lifted up the standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen? The standard is still raised. No one is saying anything goes, but this idea that you are going to, oh, glory to God. And see, somebody, see, you feel good about yourself when you think you're doing good.
Jesus.
And see, that's a trap right there. Mm. Because more times than not, you're not going to be doing good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And not because you're not a good person, but because you're a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we're going to miss the mark.
Yes.
I used to tell my wife, she used to get mad at me. Because I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I tell her all the time, don't get too mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's plenty more where that came from.
That's right.
I'm full of mistakes.
That's right.
Oh, see, yeah. See, only Brother James can say the same thing. I'm full of mistakes.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm full of mistakes.
Right. Yeah.
So are you.
That's right.
But God loves you anyway.
Amen.
Through the blood of Christ. He's not looking for you to be perfect.
Exactly.
But he wants to perfect you.
Amen.
But you need to get out the way.
Yeah.
He doesn't need you trying to toe the line. Jesus told the perfect line.
Exactly.
Now all you got to do is follow behind him.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Get in him. Have that relationship with him. And you get the benefit of Jesus' perfect life.
That's right.
But you and I don't have to live perfectly. You see, someone said, well, but you so that means I can just... I don't have to care then, because the blood covers me. Because there's some people who do that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Since the blood covers everything, then I can just keep sinning.
Right.
Because where sin abound, grace does much more abound. Don't get it twisted, amen?
Amen.
We don't tempt, and we don't tempt God.
That's right.
God yet has standards.
Yes, he does.
But you and I have been delivered from the law. We are no longer bound by a set of rules.
Amen.
And this doesn't mean that we now engage in crazy living.
That's right.
What this now means and instead is that because I don't have to follow rules anymore. I'm not a lawless person, don't get it wrong. Because I don't have to follow rules anymore, in order for God to be pleased with me, watch this, I'm relieved.
Wow.
Amen.
You ever been in a situation where you thought that you had an obligation and found out that you were no longer obligated to do the thing?
Yeah.
And a sense of relief comes?
Yeah. Yeah.
You thought you owed the money,
mm-hmm.
and you find out that the money is not owed?
Yeah.
And what? A sense of relief comes?
Yeah.
Amen. See, once you realize that you don't have to live by rules because Jesus already perfectly satisfies the commandments of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you accept him, you get the benefit of Jesus' obedience.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can stop trying to toe the perfect line.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can feel a sense of relief.
Yeah.
The weight can come off your shoulders now, amen?
Yeah.
You don't have to walk around with this impossible burden that you've been trying to carry all this time.
Yeah.
Now you're free, amen. Your shoulders now a little bit loose. You got a little bit, you got a little pep in your step now because you're not burdened by these unrealistic expectations of your behavior.
Yeah.
And now not only am I relieved, but man, am I grateful. Glory to God. I don't have to do that. I don't have to worry about the this and the that, the do's and the don'ts and all these things, all these rules, 632 rules the Pharisees had. I don't have to worry about that.
Amen.
Amen. And know what? I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Amen. And this is what happens. I don't now live a life of lawlessness, but in fact the opposite.
Amen.
Because now through that relief and gratitude, I want to obey God. But I want to obey him for a different reason.
Yeah.
Not so that he will be pleased with me, but because I want to show him how much I love and appreciate that he's freed me from the bondage of these rules.
Yeah.
Now that I'm free, I go, oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Is there anything I can do for you? I need you to get up early. You got it, God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Why? Because I'm free. free from the rules that I couldn't keep in the first place.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm still a child of God.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And it's freed me. It's freed me. This woman got free from her husband once he was dead. I want you to know you and I are dead to the law.
Hmm? Yeah.
Amen? And that it no longer has control or dominion over us. Amen?
Amen.
No. Listen. Christ died that you and I might live.
That's right.
And we stand around and we go, I am crucified with Christ. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I live. Not I. Right? But Christ liveth in me.
Yeah.
Right? And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God,
yeah,
who loved me and gave himself for me. And then Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's by grace. This is a grace that we have, an unmerited favor that we have.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
But I don't have to follow these do's and don'ts. What I have to do is just simply be grateful and thankful and appreciative unto God for what he's done. And that love will compel me,
yes,
to want to do his will.
That's right.
If the preacher or the Sunday school teacher is the one that's giving you your guidance,
you got to do this now. 7 steps to a healthier life. 7 steps to it.
What are you talking about? 7 steps.
Right.
You really going to remember those 7 steps for the rest of your life?
12 steps to greater blessings this year. The number one seller on the New York Times.
I don't need 12 steps. You don't need 7 steps. All you need is a heart of gratitude that says, Lord, I'll do what you tell me.
Amen. That's right.
How much simpler is that?
Exactly.
Now we have been delivered.
Yes.
You giving me 12 steps is no more than you giving me some rules.
That's
I've
right.
been free from the
Amen.
Rules. Now I've been delivered.
Yes.
And you know what I've been free to do? To love God.
That's right.
I've
right.
been free to hear his voice.
Yeah.
I've been freed, amen, to obey him and to then reap the blessings and the favor that come from being in relationship with him.
Yeah.
I don't need 12 steps
yeah.
to a greater life.
Yeah.
I don't need 7 steps to this or 5 steps to that.
Yeah.
I have access to the throne of grace. And he said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace
right.
to help you in time of need. You got a need today? You don't need steps. You need to get to stepping. You just need to get in front of God.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a book. And I'm not hating on people who write books, but don't give me no 12 steps. That's how we get twisted in knots, you know.
Yeah.
We get twisted in knots because of this stuff. Because you be thinking, well, you know, and how come I haven't been fasting enough. I don't pray long enough. I don't worship enough. Amen? You start twisting yourself in a knot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And here you are made free, but you're so concerned, huh? And you wonder about why you can't praise God. Amen? Lazarus can move better than you when he came out of the tomb. Amen? Somebody needs to tell him, loose the grave code
Amen.
And set him free. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Right.
Stop binding yourself with rules and trying to do this. Well, I'm supposed to praise the Lord like this. People having prayer workshops. Prayer workshops.
Jesus. Wow.
Teaching you how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Somebody teaching you how to pray. Be like Peter. You're thinking, Lord, save me.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But rules.
Wow.
And it's finding people who have been
delivered.
Mm-hmm. Now we are
delivered.
Delivered from this. No more about the rules and the regulations.
Wow.
Now watch this. That woman. woman married to that husband, she had to do certain things to get his approval. Husband had to do some things to get his wife approval.
Well,
you don't know.
Right?
But why is that? When the husband died, she don't have to do anything to get his approval anymore.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. When you were under the law, not that you were, but when God's people were under the law,
yeah.
You had to do things to get God's approval.
That's right.
I'm praying for this one to say this right, but see, once you realize you're free from the law, you don't need anybody's approval.
Amen. Mm. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
You don't need to work for anybody's approval.
That's right. That's right.
God freed you through His Son that you don't need to get anybody's approval.
Amen.
You don't need your husband's approval. You don't need your wife's approval. You don't need your co-workers' approval.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You don't need your family's approval.
That's right.
You don't need your mama's approval. You don't need your daddy's approval. Huh? You don't need grandma's approval.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about that. And see, I know that sounds funny. You're looking, I don't know about that. I don't know about your clock on that one. But I'm trying to tell you, amen.
Amen.
I know. I understand. But God is saying you don't need approval. Because watch this. You've been living that way.
Yeah.
How has it worked for you? See, you can't get other people's approval.
Right.
You know why?
Right.
Because what pleases them today won't please them tomorrow.
Right.
What pleases
that's
them
right.
this day
that's
won't please them next
that's
week.
Right.
What pleases them on Sunday doesn't please them on a Friday.
That's right.
See, and that gets you back in your mind.
Yeah.
See, well, I know he likes his potatoes like this. But see, now that you know he don't like mashed potatoes no more.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if your self, oh glory to God, if your sense of self-worth, glory,
yes,
is bound in other people's approval of you, no wonder you feel about yourself the way you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you are delivered.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you don't want to please the other person, but your sense of self-worth
is
not bound in their sense of approval. Glory to God. Now you are delivered.
Yeah.
People, they hold you hostage and in bondage, sitting back there, judging your conduct. Well, I don't really like that dress. I don't really like how much money you bring in for this house. I really don't like this car that you're providing. I really don't like. And you need to tell them, you need to take it up with God, amen? Because I have been delivered. I'm not living for your approval.
Yes.
And watch this. You got to stop living for your own approval.
Yeah. Sure.
See, some of us judge our self-worth on what we think we're doing right.
Yeah, true.
I had a good day today. And you feel good about that.
Yeah.
I was helpful. I did stuff around. Have you ever pat yourself on the back sometimes? Like you thought you had a good day today. You took care of your kids nice, and you were nice at work, and you know somebody made a nice compliment to you, and you're like, yeah, I had a good day today. See, you living by the dictates of the law. You are looking to see whether or not you're good enough based on what you've done.
Yeah.
How many boxes you were able to check off?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't have to live for other people's approval.
That's right.
And you don't have to live for your own approval.
That's right.
Now you're going to throw stuff at me. Watch this. And you don't have to live for God's approval.
They don't like that one, Lord.
Wow.
You and I don't have to live for God's approval by trying to do this and do that. That's why we're messed up now.
That's right. That's true.
On your way to heaven, but miserable. How does that make any sense?
Amen.
Partakers of the divine promises of God, but hopeless.
Mm.
How does that make any sense?
Wow.
Because you're trying to prove, you're trying to please God.
Wow.
And know what? You know you're failing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it messes up your relationship.
Right.
Wow.
can't pray like you want to because you feel too embarrassed.
Right.
What I did then.
Ouch.
Spend too much time asking for forgiveness instead of praying and interceding for other people.
Ouch.
Are you trying to get God's approval? Jesus went unto John the Baptist and he said this. Baptize him. John the Baptist said, I can't. He said, suffer it to be so. Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Yeah.
And then John the Baptist baptized Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus came out of the water, John said, I saw the Spirit.
Yes.
Descending like a dove.
Yes.
And it came upon Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he heard a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Wow. That's right.
That's in Matthew chapter 3. In Matthew chapter 4, it says, and the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness.
Yes.
Where he was tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing the devil said to Jesus? If thou be the Son of God, challenge him in the very thing that God declared he was.
Yeah.
This is my Son.
Yeah.
And the next thing Jesus hears is, if you be the Son of God.
Wow. Wow.
Hmm? And see, that's what he's doing to you and to me today.
Yes.
See, you, because see, you, whether or not you feel like a son, a child, a daughter of God, is based upon what you think you're doing right.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Wow.
What did Jesus do to get that message from heaven? Turn these stones into bread. Jump down from here. Worship me. Get thee behind me, Satan. Mm-hmm. Satan left him for a season.
Yeah.
And after Jesus left the wilderness, you know where he went? He started his ministry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Yeah.
It was after the temptation that Jesus started his ministry.
Yeah.
So what exactly was it then that God was so pleased with? This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Jesus hadn't done anything yet. No miracle. No water into wine. No healing of blind Bartimaeus. No multiplying the fish and bread. No calling Lazarus forth. No healing of the centurion servant.
Yeah.
No raising up of Jairus' daughter. He didn't do any of that yet.
Yeah.
And God was so pleased with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
God's pleasure was not linked to what he did. It was linked to the relationship.
Amen.
So why are you trying to please God to get his approval? You have a relationship.
Amen.
He already looks down from heaven and says, that's my daughter.
Yes.
That's my son.
Yes. Yes.
I'm well pleased with him. Why else did Paul say in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 that we are accepted in the beloved?
Yes.
For who's the beloved? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And your acceptance comes because you're in the beloved.
Yeah.
You're in relationship with the beloved.
Yeah.
And so God has already accepted you.
Yeah.
This is why you don't have to walk around saying, well, if I do this, God will accept me. If I do this, God will approve me. No, you are already accepted.
Yeah.
You're already approved. So that's why we say you don't have to try to earn God's approval.
That's right.
You already have it.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
You know who's tricking you into trying to live for the approval of God? The devil.
Yes.
If you be the Son of God, you need to pray a little bit more.
Ouch.
If you be the daughter of God, you need to go minister a little bit more.
Wow.
If you are Son of God, why you got so many problems?
Wow.
If you are the Son of God, why you got this sickness in your body?
Wow.
If you are a child of God, why your marriage is on the rocks?
Mm.
If you...
Wow.
And so you start thinking, what can I do then so that my marriage can look like God wants it? What can I do so that my house can be like God wants it? And you start thinking about what you can do. You need to stop it and realize now I have been delivered.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
And what I need to do is get into that position of acceptance of what Jesus has already done that is so pleasing unto God, and realize that I'm the righteousness of God in Him. And God loves me just as much as He loves Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Because when He looks at me, He sees me through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He doesn't see your mess ups. He doesn't see your mistakes. He doesn't see your blunders.
That's
he
right.
sees His Son's righteousness clothing you
That's
from
right.
the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
That's right.
Glory to God. Now I am delivered. I don't have to worry about approving, working for your approval.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right. That's right.
Listen, can I say that? Okay. I believe.
I've become a better husband to my wife.
Amen.
That's for her to say definitively.
Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Man, woman, I'm a good husband. How do you know? You don't have no husband.
Who's supposed to say that? The wife who has the husband.
Yeah.
Husband declaring he good. I believe I became a better husband than my wife. When I stopped trying.
Amen.
When I stop trying to do this and to do that. And I simply understood and realized that God has said, love your wife as Christ loved the church. He gave himself for. Dwell with your wife according to knowledge. You know what I did at that point? Lord, help me to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to follow a rule. Well, you bring home flowers, you know. Somebody going on Steve Harvey tomorrow.
Well, where the spot moment is back into your relationship. You need to...
What's the name of his book?
Act like a lady, think like a man.
What kind of nonsense is that? Bestseller. Money to the owner, get the book. I ain't looking at nobody in here. Somebody got the money. I ain't looking. I'm looking at the plan. A lady think like a man. What kind of devilish nonsense is that? Sister Christine. God gave us the mind of Christ.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to think like a man. I don't want to think like a woman. I want to think like God.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And when I wanted to start thinking like God, He started to communicate to me.
That's right.
And now instead of rules, He just tell me, do this, do that, do this. Amen. Amen. I hear His voice.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Right.
Hmm?
That's right.
It wasn't about rules. How many times I need to buy flowers? Whether I need to mix up the and buy some purple roses next time. This is what gets people twisted up. Because you read the book.
Well, if I do this, you'll be all happy.
Then you close the book. And you do it. And she sniffs at it.
Yeah.
And then you're mad. That's why I don't want you to do that for you in the first place. You're trying to follow
the rules.
Wow.
When God has set us free from rules.
Amen.
That doesn't mean you live lawlessly. It means that you set yourself, listen, and you understand Deuteronomy 8 and 3. Man does not live by bread alone,
right,
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I don't need a rule. I don't need another rule. I just need a word from the Lord. What should I do in this instant?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's
yes.
right.
Amen?
Yes. Yes.
If God say buy flowers, buy flowers. If God say make dinner, make dinner. If God say take out the garbage, take out the garbage. If God say wash the dishes, wash the dishes. Amen?
Amen.
You do what the Lord tells you to do.
That's
free from the constraints of rules.
Jesus.
Now we are delivered. We don't have to dictate the rules and do's and don'ts. We don't live by the written expression of the law. But we live by the living expression of God who speaks to us day after day, moment after moment.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about rules. I'm concerned about what's on God's heart.
Yeah.
Amen. You lift up your sights, and when you do that, you start hearing some different stuff.
That's right.
It starts to transform you. It starts to change you.
That's right.
You're delivered. Amen. You're delivered. Turn with me. I want to show you a woman who had some issues. In Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. You know what's going to happen? Someone's going to see the DVD or hear the CD when the preacher says, you don't have to live with God's approval. They're going to say, we need to burn that place down. But that's a liberating message that God wants us to hear. God already loves you.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Amen.
God already loves you. What did the prodigal son do that made the father run?
Nothing.
He just simply came home. What did he do? It gets the father so excited that he runs across the hillside. What did he do? He simply came home.
Yeah.
Some of us just need to come home. Right? We're sitting there practicing what we're going to say to our Father. I'm no longer worthy to be your child. If you just take me
back. Wow.
And all God, he just wants to see your face again.
That's right.
And him come running. Amen? You don't have to do anything special. What you gotta do is come to him.
That's right.
Come unto me, those who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'm not gonna give you rest if you do something for me first. Just come.
Exactly.
Just come. Glory to God. Rules. We're free from the rules. Will we?
Mark 5.
Mark chapter 5.
What verse then?
Wednesday.
Mark chapter 5. Let's look at verse 25. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and with nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, this woman, this certain woman that the Bible tells us about, amen, she had an issue of blood for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Amen. She had an issue, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you, just like me.
Yeah.
Amen? Because we all have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You have an issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that issue you have may not be 12 years. Amen? Maybe it's 12 hours. Could be 12 days. Amen? Maybe you have an issue that's been with you from a lifetime. Some people are carrying around issues with them from childhood. Amen? The way your parents spoke to you, the way the parent treated you, some experience from your childhood is still messing with you today. Amen? You got an issue. Amen?
Wow.
Some people got issues. Amen? And then other people got issues with you.
Uh-huh.
Amen? Amen? But God knows how to deal with issues.
Yeah.
Amen. And this woman had an issue for 12 years. And look at her issue. And with her issue, she suffered. That's what it says, amen. And she suffered. She had an issue and she was suffering. How many people today are suffering with an issue?
Yeah.
Amen. If you got an issue, you're suffering. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're suffering. Something is bothering you. Something's keeping you back. Something is keeping you from smiling as much as you should.
Yeah.
Something's robbing you of
yeah.
your sleep.
Yeah.
Something's putting a pain in
yeah.
your body. Something's
yeah.
disrupting your peace
yeah.
and your joy.
Yeah.
Something is, oh, you got an issue and
yeah.
you're suffering with it. And
yeah.
you're like this woman. And
yeah.
you got an issue and you're suffering.
Wow.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Why? Because you got a God who knows how to deal with your issues
That's
and your
right.
suffering.
That's right.
Don't come up before God and come into church and act like everything is okay. I know you put on your makeup. I know you fixed your tie today.
Yeah.
But listen, only you and God know that what you want to do with that tie later on, you want to stand on top of a chair and jump off.
Yeah.
Huh? You making up your face and all nice and oh, praise the Lord. But then you're going home and you're crying a river. And it's not even 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Service is over. Benediction still ringing in your ear. And you are filled with hopelessness and despair. You're suffering and you got an issue. Stop playing around.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, you know why you come to church like that? Because you follow the rules. I gotta come a certain way. I gotta say a certain thing. I gotta put on the smiley face. Why don't you go into the theater, you actor? Why don't you go into the Broadway, you actor?
Yeah.
We gotta stop pretending.
Yeah.
We're not being made free because we're not being real.
Yeah.
Say it. Jesus.
This woman had an issue. You see her pretending?
No.
You see her coming into the church, coming into the crowd, acting like everything's okay? Oh, Jesus. No. She's suffering.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Many things and many physicians and spent all she had. This woman is spent. She got an issue, she's suffering, and she's spent.
Wow.
She has nothing left.
My God.
You ever get to that point?
Yeah.
You have nothing left.
Yeah.
You're depleted.
Yeah.
You're empty.
Yeah.
You have nothing to give.
Yeah.
You are spent. You just want to sit down
yeah.
in a chair.
Yeah.
You're spent emotionally, you're spent physically, you're spent spiritually. You are just spent.
Yeah,
wow.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
This woman got an issue. She's suffering and she's spent. And she's telling her story. I've been all over the place and nothing is getting better. I don't know how long you've been in your situation, but it ain't gotten better yet, has it? Hasn't gotten better. Despite all your efforts, all the doctors you went to, all the friends you've been speaking to, all the things you've been doing, and you are nothing better. In fact, the scripture says she was worse off than before. Anybody can relate to this?
Yeah.
An issue for a long time. From childhood, or maybe from last week, but it's messing you up. You're suffering and you're spent. What does she do? She says, it says, when she heard of Jesus, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. When she heard of Jesus, when she heard of the Word of God. That's who Jesus is. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yeah.
And we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the Word.
Yeah.
When she heard Jesus, glory to God,
yeah.
when you heard a Word,
yeah.
you decided to press your way through. truth.
Amen.
Right.
I'm suffering. I got an issue. I'm spent. But I heard something. I heard a word from God.
Yes.
And I'm going to press through.
Uh-huh.
Now watch this. This woman doesn't care about the rules.
That's right. That's right.
Because if she cared about the rules, she would understand that a woman who had an issue of blood didn't belong out in public.
That's right.
That a woman with an issue of blood is not supposed to touch anybody. Because if anybody touches me, they become unclean.
Yeah.
That's the law.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
This woman didn't care about the rule. Why? Because Jesus had come.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus has already come. Why are you still trying to live by the rule?
Amen.
The rule will keep you home.
Yes.
Suffering with your issue.
Yes.
And spent. With nothing getting better and everything getting worse.
Right.
Because you're living by the rule.
Yeah.
But when you say, oh, glory to God, thank you, Jesus,
never mind the rules.
Never mind the rules.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Never mind the rules.
Right.
I have an issue.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Never mind the rules.
Yeah.
You will press your way through.
Yeah.
Despite how long you've been there. Despite how much you've suffered, despite how much you've spent, because you'll know something just like this woman. If I can just touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
If I can just touch the hem of his garment. What did she say? I might be made better. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, everything might work out. So, she said, if I can touch, I shall be whole.
Yeah.
If I can touch, I shall be whole. She spoke the victory.
Yeah.
And she didn't speak the problem. Well, maybe I won't be as bad. No, I shall be whole.
Right.
What do you think will happen to you if you can just touch the hem of Jesus' garment? You shall be delivered.
Yeah.
You shall be made whole.
Yeah.
You shall be taken out of debt.
Yeah.
You shall be healed.
Yeah.
You shall have peace in your house. Your marriage shall be restored.
Yeah.
Things shall happen. But you got to say it out your mouth.
That's right. Worried
about a rule, you ain't saying the right stuff.
Right.
Worried about a rule, talking about your problem all the time. Talking about how bad your marriage is. Talking about how bad your finances are. Talking about how bad your body hurts. Talking about how bad business is. Talking about how bad you can't see. Talking about how messed up your car is.
Oh,
talking about how small your house is. Talking about how little money you got.
Wow. Jesus.
But you following the rule? Good luck with that, Skippy. It's not going to work.
Yeah. Exactly.
No more rules.
Amen.
But you start saying some stuff.
Yeah.
If I can get into the presence of the Lord, my problem shall be solved.
Amen. Hmm?
I shall be a better husband.
Yeah.
I shall be a better wife.
Yeah.
My children shall get their act together.
Yeah.
My finances shall improve.
Amen.
But you gotta say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus said, amen, if you will say, whosoever shall what? Say to the mountain,
yes.
Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but
yes.
Shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Yes, right.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Huh? What are you saying?
That's true.
Are you saying, if I can just get into this, if I can just hear from God, I shall be delivered.
Yeah.
If I can just hear from God, I shall be made whole. If I can just hear from God, I shall break this habit. If I can just hear from God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Or are you looking for the preacher to come up with a 3 way to get your relationship right with God sermon? Go somewhere else, because I'm not going to do it, amen? Because now we've been delivered.
Yeah.
All these people touching Jesus. Because Jesus turned around and said, who touched me?
Uh-huh.
And his disciples wonder, what's the matter with you, Jesus? You see all these people all around you, touching you, and you want to know who touched you? She touched him in a different way.
Yes, yeah, she did.
She didn't touch him based on rules and all this stuff. She just touched him based on a belief.
Mm-hmm.
He can help me.
Yes.
How many of you believe today? Forget what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the rule. Forget how and when and all that stuff. How many of you believe today that the God of your salvation can help you?
That's right. Yeah.
That's all you need. You don't need anything else. If you believe God can help you, then you go, if I can just hear a word from God, my situation's going to be turned around for the better.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And you stay right there. You speak the victory, amen? You speak the thing that you need. If you believe in the God that you serve, she spoke it, amen?
Amen.
She spoke it. And now what? So who touched me? And she, oh, what do you mean who touched me? I felt virtue leave my body.
Then the woman came forward and told Jesus the whole story.
Yeah.
Amen. And the king came to her and he said to her, he said, daughter, by faith, that made you whole.
Mm-hmm.
not you following the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not all the boxes you checked off. I prayed this morning. I read my devotional. I called the church mother.
Lord Jesus.
I went to the church and picked up some communion crackers.
Lord Jesus.
And then,
yeah, yeah.
I did all these things for the Lord today.
I'm good.
No, you're not.
Exactly.
You're too busy checking off boxes.
Right.
Wow. See, you're not good because you checked off the box. You were good before you checked off the box.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
And if you really knew that God accepted you in the beloved, and you were loved by Him the same way He loved Jesus, you'd be compelled to do more than that.
Yes, true.
You'd open yourself up more to God, to greater blessings.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Than simply this feel-good thing that you got going on because you checked the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Her faith, what He said, has made you whole.
Mm-hmm.
It made her exactly what she said she would be made.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then He said to her, go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Amen? Your faith makes you something.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to go and be the thing your faith makes you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
How are you a son of God, a daughter of God today? Because you are, by faith, you have been saved. Now go and act like it. See, that's all people said.
What do I do?
No, you don't. You don't act like you're a child of God.
Wow.
Or put it this way, if you do, you don't know who God is.
Amen.
Because if you are a child of God, all your problems solved. But they don't get it. All your problems are solved.
Amen.
Brother Baker, you ask the question, how can you do it with such joy? Then all my problems are solved.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All my problems are solved.
Right.
You mean to tell me you don't have any problems? No, but I got solved ones. How about you? See, some of you guys, what do you call that show? Unsolved mystery? I am an unsolved mystery. All my missing the song.
Exactly.
Wow.
Does that mean I don't have issues? No. But it's still solved. I'm just waiting for the manifestation of the solution.
Amen. That's right.
That's a different way of living.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Be a homeowner before you got a house.
Right. Right.
Huh? Be out of debt while you're still paying bills.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's so true.
Work. We're leaving out of here.
Amen.
Verse number 34 in the Lutheran translation, Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Watch this. He said, go in peace. Your suffering is over.
Wow.
Amen. Glory to God.
Right. Mm-hmm. How did her suffering end? She didn't follow any rules.
That's right.
She broke them.
Uh-huh.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
She broke them.
Yeah.
Out in public. Yeah. With her condition.
Yeah.
Touching people.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
She broke them.
Wow.
How come God didn't get on her? How come Jesus didn't come rebuke her? You break the rules. You can't do that.
But she came in faith.
That's right.
Believing that a Savior had come.
Yes.
Do you believe Savior had come?
Yes. Amen.
Then away with the rules.
Amen. Away with the rules. And simply press your way in to God.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey. Deliverance is not.
Amen.
You press your way into God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
And as you press your way into God, you're not following any rules.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Free yourself up from all that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I receive that.
Feeling good because you prayed for 30 minutes.
Wow.
30 minutes.
Exactly.
Hmm?
Right.
Because somebody going to come up to you lying, but they're going to say, I prayed for an hour.
So true.
Now you gonna feel that?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Exactly. Huh? And here's the thing. Watch this. Because see, when you start following the rule of the clock and the rule of time, you'll pray enough. You'll pray more than enough.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Take your watch off.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Stop looking at how much you're praying and just pray.
Amen.
Man. Don't worry about how much you're reading. Read and get some understanding.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Forget the rules and the measurements and all that stuff.
Yes.
Now we have been delivered. Now we are delivered.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Let us stand up and pray, and then the Christian will come and give us benediction.
Yes.
Father, we bless your name.
Bless your name. Yes, Father.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have been delivered.
Yes.
We are made free.
Yes, Father.
Jesus has made us free.
Mm-hmm.
When he suffered, bled, and died on that cross,
yeah.
He paid the full price. Our sins have been forgiven.
Yeah.
We have been made whole.
Yes.
We have the gift of eternal salvation.
Yes,
we have all the blessings of God in Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Father, we thank you that we have been freed from the
thank
dictates of the law.
Yes, God.
We no longer have to follow rules.
Thank you. Yes.
Except the rule of love. And Father, we love you.
Yes.
And we
yes,
are so
God.
Grateful for what you've done.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Because Father, without you, God, we would be lost in our sins.
Yes.
But today we are free.
Yes,
sin. We are free from the penalty
yes.
of sin,
yes.
which is death.
Thank yes. you, God.
And instead, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Father, we are grateful.
Yeah.
We are thankful.
Thankful.
We are appreciative of what
thankful.
You've done for us.
Yes.
And it's that love and appreciation that compels us, God, to desire to live our lives with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Father God, may we press through, God, our issues.
Yes.
Father God, even yes. though we're suffering, even though we may be spent,
yes.
may we all know, God, that if we can just press our way through
yes.
and
yes.
hear your voice, glory to God, we shall be delivered from whatever
yes.
ails
yes,
us.
Jesus.
So, Father, we thank you right now
thank
that deliverance
you,
has come to this house.
Yes.
That deliverance has come to every person in this place.
Thank
the
you,
problems
God.
That they had on this morning, God, have been lifted, oh God,
yes,
by
God.
Faith. As they walk it out in faith, we are delivered.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You right now that we are delivered
yes,
and we are
God.
Now free to live the life that you have called us
yes,
to live.
Yes.
A life of blessing, a life of blessing
yes.
others, a life of power,
yes.
a life of authority,
yes.
a life of influence, a life that makes a difference.
Yes.
Father, we bless you.
David, but I got a feeling that we got just a couple things in common, and I know what I mean to say. trials, but at the end of them all, sing total victory. Let us to the promise.